Third parak of Amatzia, Mishnah Bay, second Mishnah. Seichel poem mechaveh v'shil la'achah, a person who rented a cow and he lent it to somebody else. So basically, he gave it over to somebody else to watch, and not only that, he gave the shoyl, he put it in the hands of a shoyl who takes more responsibility than he himself, because a shoyl is chayv ba'oimtzim. U'meisik adak, the maisa died ba'oines, with a natural death. So now the question is, the seichel should be potter, because a seichel is potter if it dies by itself. The shoyl is chayv. So it comes out an interesting thing. According to that logic, Reuven rents from Shimon, and then he lends it to Levi, then it dies. So the original owner, Shimon, doesn't get anything because he rented it out and it died. The one who rented it gets to be paid from the one who borrowed it from him. So basically, he's, as the Mishnah is going to say, he's doing business with somebody else's animal. So Tanakhama says, Shava Seichel Shemesa V'Dako, if he's aware of the fact that it died naturally, he could swear to the original owner, he's potter. Now the shoyl has to pay the seichel. How could this seichel do business with an animal that doesn't belong to him? He says that you have to give it back to the original owner, and that is the halacha, that the original owner can go directly to the shoyl and say, look, this is my animal. If you borrowed it and it died, pay me back. What's the reason for this? So there's different explanations. The Rosh's explanation is simplest of them all, that basically we look at the seicher as being a shliach of the original owner. So a male, if he's a shliach to rent out the owner's cow to the shoyl, so the shoyl betzim is borrowing it from the original owner, not from the seichel.